Hello?
Hi, Collins. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
It's all right. Thank you.
Good. I'm doing great, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I got a message that you had called in regarding the payment.
Yeah. So you said, what first of all happened with the card? You said was what happened that the account was suspended?
So anytime the payment doesn't go through, you'll get that notification that your account's in suspension. But the good news is when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place on the account. So your billing was due on the 14th, and we've been having trouble processing it since that date. And I know you and I talked, and you said that you were waiting on a new card to arrive, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you have that one on you now? Because I can update it.
Yes. I have it on me.
Perfect. Okay. So my only question would be, is the billing address on the new card still the one on Red Pebble Lane, 3130 Red Pebble Lane?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, so the number is 53.
Okay.
48.
Okay.
7500.
Okay.
41.
Mm-hmm.
81.
Okay.
4989.
4989. Okay. Expiration.
Is 12/29.
12/29, and the code
is 887.
887. Okay. So let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. Okay. That one worked. I got the green light for you. So, one thing I'll do to kind of help you out on the back end too is I'll push the next billing out 30 days from today. So you're paid in full until February 28th. So you won't have to worry about the payment being on the 14th because that would be two payments too close together, right? So I'll put the next one, out to the 28th of next month. And then if there's a little orange banner on the top of your site saying the information here is no longer being updated, that was just generated because the payment wasn't going through. So now that it did go through, that orange banner should come down within one business day, okay?
Okay.
All right. So are there any other questions for me at this point?
No, I have some little concern about some work that really needs to be done on that side. It's just I've been so busy having a lot of stuff that was going on, so I haven't been able to call in. So, but I'll create time. I'll just go through it. I'll call then so that we can do some of those changes, you know. Yeah.
Oh, so you want to make some changes to the site, but you don't have time to do it right now, correct?
Yes. We have some things that need to really be done, yeah.
Okay, so please call in when you have a minute, or you can do some changes from your dashboard. So if you ever logged on to your dashboard, there's a little tab at the top that says business information. So anything that you edit on that page, it will automatically be sent to our technicians and updated on your website within 1 to 3 business days. So that might be a nice place for you to kind of start, just to kind of look at the pictures and the content and everything that's on your site. You know what I mean?
So the information for me to log into the dashboard, what was the information again?
Oh, I'll send it to you again. Hold on. Let me look at the login real quick. Login credentials to advanced reporting. Okay, so I'm sending you an email that has this information, but the username is your 10-digit phone number, and there's no spaces or dashes. It's just the 713-818-3092, and then the password is all lowercase, all one word, get online. So,
okay,
like I said.
Just, yeah, Can you just take all the information on the email to me?
Yes. Yeah, I sent it on the email, and that also will trigger a text message. So you'll get the login on your text message, but also in your email, okay?
Okay, what's the email you have there on file?
And then when you log into the dashboard, remember, look at the tabs at the top. It'll say Home, Leads, Google Insights. Look for the very last tab that says Business Information. That's the tab that you can make changes to your site. But the email that we have is colin.homestarappliances@gmail.com.
Okay.
Is that the correct one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you should have everything you need in your email because I already sent that to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. And then if you make some changes to the site through the dashboard and you need further assistance, you could always call us when you have more time, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay. Have a great rest of your week too, Colin.
You as well. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.